it's cycling and espresso that are really my passions.
Rennie Johnson owns Montana Adventure Sports in Big Fork.
Well, we're a multi-sport store. We have six different lines of bikes that we represent. We also have a full-service bike shop. We do vintage restoration. We do custom builds. We also sell paddle boards. We do paddleboard classes and group paddles, clothing, shoes.
Bikes and biking are a main part of the business. Along one wall, new bikes hang for sale. In the front, restored vintage bikes are on display. And in the back, a handful of stools are pulled up to a bar, kind of like around an open-air kitchen, except instead of watching a chef prep, you see a bike technician doing repairs and tune-ups. Montana Adventure Sports also has an upstairs. Johnson is in the process of turning that space into a hostel, catering to travelers by bike.
We've had so many of the cyclotourists come through Big Fork, and they say, well, where do we stay? We'll have singles, and we'll have families, we'll have couples, I mean, all types of people that just don't know where to go, and they don't want to stay in a high-priced hotel. Or the camping spot over at Wayfarers might be totally full.
Johnson says it will have a full bathroom, laundry facilities, private and shared areas. There's also a fairly new hostel on the north end of the valley, just west of Whitefish, called Whitefish Bike Retreat. Johnson says when touring bicyclists come in, he and his staff will spend a fair amount of time going over maps, directing people to back roads, unpaved roads, and helping people properly time their routes along some of the area highways. A draw for many is to bike around Flathead Lake.
And they always say, God, it's such a gorgeous lake, and I really want to ride around it. And I always tell them, well, if you're going to do it, make sure that you take Highway 35 in the morning and go south towards Polson. Then in the afternoon, come north on Highway 93 so that you can take advantage of the wide shoulder when there's more traffic.
Wider highway shoulders and better rumble strip placement are what Executive Director Jim Sayer of Adventure Cycling calls critical elements for the cyclotourist. Sayer says they've been talking with the Montana Department of Transportation to follow the lead of other states by making highways more bike-friendly while they're resurfacing or paving.
We've been hearing good things from Montana DOT because what they realize and what businesses are increasingly realizing is that bike tourism could be a real boon for Montana's tourism industry.
Adventure Cycling is a Missoula-based nonprofit that's worked over the last several decades to develop bike routes and encourage people to get out and pedal. The Tour Divide is one of those routes. It spans about 2,700 miles from British Columbia down to Mexico, running through Montana.
And it's an amazing race. It's way harder than the Tour de France. It has way more climbing. It's on dirt. And the riders have to be entirely self-supported. They have to carry their own gear, take care of themselves. They have no entourage to take care of them.
Adventure Cycling worked with the Institute for Tourism and Recreation Research out of the University of Montana on a study looking at the potential of the cyclotourism industry.
And the good news is that Montana is very desirable for bike tourists. It has fantastic scenery, as we know. It does have good hospitality, but there are things that we could do better, too.
Sayer says the elements of great biking are good trails, wide roads, and hospitality. The study surveyed 700 bike tourists who traveled in Montana between 2011 and 2013 or acquired Montana bike maps. Those surveyed had many glowing reviews about the hospitality, the views, and the unique towns. They had a less choice word for many of the roads. Terrible. Sayer says they can always keep working with businesses and communities on gearing hospitality to the bike traveler. It's getting better paths and trails that's the biggest push.
So more trails, better shoulders, better care when laying down rumble strips or rumble stripes. Those are all one big basket of things that the state can work on. And then the other is hospitality, because sometimes towns don't exactly know how to work with cyclists.
Sayer gives Twin Bridges as an example of a town that's worked out a sweet setup for bicyclists.
Well, that set up a bicyclist camp, and they offer it for free, shower and shelter. It's terrific. And then what they discovered is that the donations from the cyclists in the first year covered the entire cost of doing this, this little town of Twin Bridges, and so that the cyclists were stopping and then spending a lot of money at the local restaurant and stores.
Sayer says Montana has the potential to become a top five biking destination.
When the Institute for Tourism did the study, they were asking people, what were some of the key attractions for you? And definitely scenery was number one. One of the funny things was they also found that craft breweries were a major draw.
And there's an economic incentive for such a thing. According to the UM Institute for Tourism and Economic Research, multi-day bike visitors spend an average of $75 per day while in Montana and stay an average of 8 or more nights. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.